The Source Podcast is brought to you by TechPont, a San Antonio company that uses cutting-edge digital technology to elevate marketing and advertising campaigns while reporting on transparent, measurable results. Their custom-built marketing strategies offer complete digital solutions and management. TechPont strives to help businesses connect with customers and effectively grow businesses. More at TechPont.com.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. If your daily commute takes you through Bandera Road between Loop 1604 and 410, you must have nerves of steel because traffic congestion there is off the meter. This has been recognized and a plan to create a plan to fix the problem is in the works. What would you like to see done on that stretch of pavement? Is it time for a highway flyover for that connection? What about bikes and pedestrians, land use, and sustainability? We invite you into our conversation. Call in. Number is 210-614-8980. And you can email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. And we're joined this rest of the hour with Ana Sandoval, the San Antonio City Council representative for District 7 that covers much of that area. Ana Sandoval, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me.
Rudy Nino is the assistant director for the City of San Antonio's planning department. Rudy, welcome back.
Nice to see you.
And Jonathan Bean joins us, director of transportation planning and development for the Texas Department of Transportation, known as TxDOT by all of its fans.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, so Ana Sandoval, start us off by describing what is it that is the situation as we know it. Assess the problem.
The problem is we have a very congested road with about 60,000 vehicles a day going through there. And really the development along that area as the city has grown wasn't anticipating that kind of volume. I know Jonathan will be able to speak more in detail about that. And it's really affecting people's ability to commute. I know several people have said, I'm just not moving to that area because of that traffic over there. We also don't have complete sidewalks along that road.
No sidewalks.
That's right. Incomplete sidewalks. There's a patch here and there.
You're walking in a ditch if you have to walk in that area.
You are. So, which is very dangerous. We have had several pedestrian fatalities there recently. We also have a lot of wrecks, and Jonathan can speak to that as well. But one other thing that is happening along that corridor is maybe you've noticed there are a lot of shuttered doors, a lot of businesses that have closed. Not long ago, I had dinner at Milano restaurant right at Eckert, I believe it is. Today, doors are closed there, and it's not the only restaurant. So we really need to take a look at this comprehensively, not just about the traffic, but about how do we want that corridor to look in the future? What's our vision for it? For me, it's particularly important because that street connects all of District 7 from where we began, close to Woodlawn Lake, all the way out past 1604. Bandera Road is pretty much an artery that connects us.
So the congestion on Bandera Road has gotten so bad that it's choking off business and people and inhibiting growth in that area. But building a flyover highway over that area, we've seen what that does, and that's not a solution either. I mean, that can also be and do those same things.
You're absolutely right. That's why I'm so glad that we are sitting at the same table, literally, today, with Texas Department of Transportation. We've also been working with the City of Leon Valley and several of our state elected officials to come up with a solution that's going to work for the whole region. The last thing we want to do is move cars but create blight in that area. We want it to be a thriving area, so we need to work together on a solution. I think some people may think, well, a flyover is definitely going to move the traffic, but we do have to think about any unintended consequences as well. So we're really at the infancy of this collaboration among all these entities. I think it's the first time we've done this before in San Antonio with TxDOT, and I'm just very excited about the promise that it holds for this corridor.
So Jonathan Bean with TxDOT, can you tell us about the planning and development that's available for this?
Certainly. And I'd just like to say, and I guess echo a little bit about what Councilwoman Sandoval said, we are very much in a group effort here. It's TxDOT working with the City of Leon Valley, City of San Antonio, to come up with a solution for the traffic problems in the region. It's not going to be a simple solution. It's not sort of a cookie cutter solution that we'll come up with here. It's going to have to be really thinking outside the box and coming up with solutions that will handle the traffic as well as the pedestrian issues and the safety issues that we know are out there.
It's like that displaced left turn lane.
Talk about innovation, right?
Okay, so this is something that if you haven't done it before, it's going to be a little odd, I guess, right? You got to talk people through what a displaced left turn lane is. There's one now at Bandera in 1604. What does that do? Why is that an improvement?
It's actually very complicated. It's almost like one of those things you have to experience before you can to explain it over, I guess, just
verbally.
Well,
give us a spoiler here.
Certainly. It's innovative. I guess what I always do is point to other locations where it exists. It's been working in several locations in San Marcos along I-35. If you head to College Station on I-35 and head out towards 21, as you're coming back from College Station, there's a displaced left turn there. And a lot of folks have probably experienced that and hardly even knew they were driving through something different. You follow the signs, you follow the lane markings, and it takes you through the intersection. It is different. You're essentially crossing over to the left side of the road and then utilizing the Texas turnaround lanes that cross under 1604 and then allow you to turn left. But what it does is it allows different movements to move at the same time that otherwise would not be moving at the same time. So you actually provide a lot more efficiency to the intersection.
And but someone who hasn't done it before, and they may come up on this, they're going to have to learn how to navigate. I mean, once you do it once, you realize it's not that big a deal. But everything's easy after you know how to do it. So you stick in that left lane and just to make that left turn, and you cut across at the light in front of oncoming traffic, which is waiting at the light, and then put you onto the 1604 and get you going where you want to go.
That's right. So you shouldn't fear this. Please don't fear this. So what you're doing is you're getting into a left turn lane just like you get into a left turn lane at any normal intersection. You follow the markings, you follow the signs, and we've got that intersection very well signed and marked to the point to where people, you know, if they're following what they normally do or they know they're approaching and they're going to turn left,
okay,
you follow the stripes and the marks, the signs.
Rudy Nino, Assistant Director for the City of San Antonio's Planning Department. Is it a challenge to figure out how to get Bandera Road moving again?
It is a challenge. It's an interesting and unique corridor. It's the councilwoman's been advocating for this corridor to be looked at for a while. This is an interesting time, and it's the process is interesting too. I think that, you know, when we talk about innovation and the idea of the displaced left turn lane, even from process, this is unique because we have a number of stakeholders at the table, which is, you know, it's difficult to get TxDOT and Leon Valley and the City of San Antonio and a lot of other stakeholders to the table. But I think that the effort is equal to the task at hand, which is, you know, we want to make sure that Bandera Road is not just moving, that we're getting folks moving, but that it's also a thriving place, that it's a unique place in San Antonio. It's not just any other corridor USA, that the businesses do well, that the folks that live along Bandera Road can thrive, and that there's great vitality along that roadway. So we're looking forward to working on this project. The City of San Antonio will use this definitely as a model for other corridors in the city.
So Leon Valley, some people know it as Red Light Camera Valley. There's a lot of red light cameras on that stretch. And if you're not careful, you're going to be popped. And they give out more than 2,000 red light cameras in less than 2 months in Leon Valley. But also they have seen a reduction in the number of crashes since those red light cameras have gone up. So Ana Sandoval, bringing Leon Valley to the table to talk about what's going on, what are they telling you?
Leon Valley, I have a great relationship with Mayor Riley. From the moment I came into office, we said we've got to do something about Bandera Road and get it moving. So we've had a dialogue ever since. We joined with TxDOT, and now we're all at the same table, and I think that's much further along than we were a few years ago. So some people have seen Leon Valley as perhaps even an obstacle to progress on Bandera Road, and obviously the mayor wants to protect the businesses that she has on along that corridor, and that's her job as mayor. But what's great is now we are all at the same table, and we really all want the same thing, mm-hmm. is a thriving corridor that does not have this level of congestion and is not really wasting people's time.
So who's going to decide if it's going to be a flyover highway or what?
So let me tell you a little bit about this process and how it is so unique, what Rudy was speaking to. So normally TxDOT, let's be clear, this road is managed by the state. This is a TxDOT road. It's not a City of San Antonio road. It's not a Leon Valley road. But we use it. We live along the road. So normally when TxDOT has a project, they come in, they do the whole works for it. They do engage the community, but they take full responsibility for that. What the city is, and there is only so much TxDOT can do. Their job is really to make sure that people are moving on the corridor. It is not their job to look at the economics of the location, to look at how the land is being used. That is something that we are bringing to the table by doing this corridor plan that Rudy is talking about. So I'll let Rudy get into some of the details about that when he comes up. But that's what's very exciting, is that we are basically creating some synergies between both of these processes happening at the same time.
So what would it look like? What do you envision? What would be a successful implementation of a plan that has sustainability, proper land use, moves traffic, and takes into account for biking and pedestrians?
You know, one option is definitely, and one option that was brought up at the table many years ago, about 15 years ago, I would say, was the flyover. Was that right? Was that 15 years ago, Jonathan?
It's been discussed over the course of the last 15 years.
The last 15 minutes. And yeah, everyone's talking about it all the time. When you're stuck in that traffic, you're wondering, why am I stuck in this traffic? Why aren't I in a flyover highway?
So that is one alternative that we will look at. How does it move people? How does it impact the surrounding area, and does it work with what we want to do with the surrounding area? Will it remain thriving? Another option that was brought to the table through the work of UTSA together with Leon Valley is something called a boulevard option. So you do have traffic moving quickly in the middle, so you don't have a lot of driveway entrances and exits, because that also slows traffic. That also is a safety issue when people are coming by at high speeds and someone's pulling out of a driveway. So you would have that traffic in the middle with limited access, and along the sides is where you would have a lane that is where you could pull into businesses. It's called a boulevard concept. It exists in other places in the U.S. We do know TxDOT hasn't done one of those yet, but that is an option that we will also consider. There may be other things I'm not aware of. I think if we had all the money in the world, we would build two parallel roads so that they could each go one way and the lights would be timed. That's one option too.
Yeah, why aren't the lights better timed?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. And Jonathan's here
okay,
to tell
Jonathan.
You.
To expand a little bit though, before I answer that on what Councilwoman was saying, is I want to be real clear that this study is not about should we do a boulevard or should we do an elevated expressway. It's great to kind of have a general idea of some options that may be considered, but that this study will involve, you know, other concepts and options. We've got to begin to think outside the box. We're right now in more of a data collection mode. We're getting all the existing data as far as traffic counts, origin destination studies, more of the trying to gather what is actually happening out there in the corridor before we can begin to look at options that can solve the problems that are there today. And you know, obviously, there's 17 traffic signal signalized intersections along this Bandera Road corridor between 410 and 1604. So that's quite a few intersections to coordinate. And at the level of volume that is out there today, you know, we're in the order of magnitude of freeway volumes on an arterial street with 17 signalized intersections. So something like that gets well beyond the capacity of many of those signalized intersections. So to try to coordinate that becomes something you just kind of get beyond the ability for that signal to
It's just too much going on for that one road. But it's a wide road. How many? It's like six lanes already, right?
It's six lanes to Gilbo, and then it goes down to four lanes.
Okay, so we'll see what can be done with that. We got to take a break. If you have a question or a comment about what should happen to Bandera Road, how can we get the traffic moving? How can we keep the businesses available to the customer base? How do we make sure that we have room for pedestrians and bikes? The number to call in is 210-614-8980. The Source continues right after this. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about proposed Bandera Road improvements. How do we get onto the road to moving things forward on Bandera Road? The number is 210-614-8980. Do you live on Highway 16? What concerns do you have about conditions on Bandera Road? What do you want to see happen to relieve congestion while also supporting local businesses in the Bandera Road corridor? We're now joined by Justin Rodriguez. He's the Bexar County Precinct 2 Commissioner. And Commissioner Rodriguez, welcome to The Source.
Hey, David. Good afternoon. Thanks for letting me chime in here.
Yeah, I understand you were working on this before you became the commissioner while you were a state rep. You realized something needed to be done here.
Yeah, and actually, to put a little historical context, you know, even before that, when I first got elected to city council in San Antonio back in 2007, I heard part of your discussion about the light synchronization. We actually spent, I can't remember the exact number, but a few million dollars on technology upgrades to synchronize the lights along that corridor of Bandera Road from 410 to 1604. And I think as what's been noted already is at a certain point, because of the crowding and the capacity, it's kind of counterproductive and they don't actually do what they're supposed to do. But again, I think that, you know, we've been working on this, you know, that's over 12 years. When Councilwoman Sandoval was elected, I know she made it her number one priority. That's when I was in the state legislature. We started these meetings and really with her urging, to make sure that we figured out a way forward, right? I don't know if there was an easy solution, it would have been done by now. But the reality is it's going to take, a little bit of time, a whole lot of money. And I think also strategically looking at the corridor, both from a pedestrian and cyclist perspective, but you know, mainly you've got great thriving neighborhoods along Bandera Road, Bronze Station, French Creek, all up and down that cuts through the city of Leon Valley. I know we've had discussions about maybe at strategic intersections, for example, if you drive along Bandera Road, really any time of the day or even on weekends, there are specific intersections, Grissom, Gilbo, Eckert, that just get stacked up. And so I know we had talked to TxDOT about even strategically doing something at those intersections just to get traffic flowing a little bit better. So, you know, the good thing is, you know, I think there's a challenge, but there's also an opportunity when you have the state, the city of San Antonio, the city of Leon Valley, certainly my commitment from Bexar County, you've got four different entities there to try and get something done. I think we're finally rowing in the same direction, and hopefully we can move something forward here in short order.
All right, Commissioner Precinct 2, Justin Rodriguez, thanks for joining us and giving us your update on what's been happening for with Bandera Road. Let's go now to a caller. This is Kimyo, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
How's it going, guys? Yeah, it's Kenyo. I know it's a little weird. I'm a local entrepreneur. I came from LA, so like, traffic isn't anything new to me. And I used to live over on Gilbo. And when I did live on Gilbo, I never went downtown, really. Mostly because I didn't know it was there, but also just because it was a hassle really getting down Bandera. I'm wondering, though, there's a lot of side streets and stuff. That's one thing that, you know, you're really used to in LA. You're like, all right, there's different ways to get places. I'm wondering if they've done any look. I know it's going to take a long time before you build anything there, but have you looked into completing any of the smaller roads so that people can really take it upon themselves to figure out other ways of getting where they're going.
Right. Kimio, thank you for the call. Anna Sandoval, City Council Representative for District 7, building up the other arteries.
So our caller hit on something really key, is that Bandera Road is the only connecting road for a lot of those communities along that corridor that the commissioner mentioned. All those subdivisions can only feed onto Bandera Road. We don't have parallel infrastructure or connecting infrastructure. So and it really speaks to thinking of something outside of the box, which is the solutions to Bandera Road congestion will not all be along Bandera Road. We will have to look at not just the intersections, but roads along the side. So I would say at this point, everything is on the table.
What are some of the available other arteries that can be juiced up, Rudy Nino, with the City of San Antonio Planning Department?
Well, I think that it's going to be important when we look at the mobility component of this corridor plan and in collaborating with TxDOT to look at all possible perpendicular roadways. There's a number of solutions that could be had, but I think it's also going to be important that we work collectively to identify not just those mobility options, but there are a lot of other things that can be done on congested corridors in order to relieve that congestion. When you look at the urban design of some of these areas, you're really looking at, okay, well, how many, curb cuts are there? Is there a way to reduce and consolidate some of these? And I know that that's a difficult thing to try to achieve, but it's one outside of the box approach to trying to relieve some congestion. From the mobility side, yeah, we're going to have to look at some of those perpendicular roadways. We're going to have to look at some that connecting infrastructure to create a better network for people to improve quality of life out there on Bandera Road.
Let's go to Barry. He's called in. Hey, Barry, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I was born in New York, Brooklyn to be an actual, and I've got a vote for the Boulevard-style roadway. There's a street in Brooklyn called Eastern Parkway that is a boulevard style, and it's been around fairly successfully for a little time. Like, they built it in 1870. They used to have trolley cars on it, horse-drawn and electric, and there's always been cars once cars came into existence. It's a very efficient road.
All right, Barry, thank you for the call. So Jonathan Bean with TxDOT. You can draw inspiration from lots of places around the world to see what roads are working, what's innovative. Can a boulevard-style road work there? Does TxDOT build boulevard-style roads?
Well, Dave, actually, we will utilize the experience across the country and as we analyze how well the boulevard option might work here in San Antonio. So far, it's been sort of just a vision. It's not necessarily something that we've analyzed the traffic volumes and applied those on the Bandera Road corridor. That will have to be done. Any option we consider, it's got to serve all purposes. And the one purpose that, as far as TxDOT's concerned, that it's got to serve is it's got to improve mobility along the corridor. Bandera Road is number 67 in the top 100 most congested corridors in the state of Texas. That's something that TxDOT has, hired TTI to help us with, and Texas Transportation Institute. And the goal there is to sort of help us prioritize our funds and our efforts. And Bandera Road is number 67 in that top 100. That's something that TxDOT's very focused on addressing. So any solution that we come forward with will have to improve the mobility on Bandera Road. We want to consider other modes as well, pedestrians, bicycles, and just make sure we do so in a very context-sensitive manner. We know we are going through the City of Leon Valley and City of San Antonio, and there's other sometimes competing interests, but also just lots of different goals and initiatives for the corridor.
Here are some of our comments from Twitter. I would love to have direct connections from 410 to Loop 1604. Another comment, it should have been built a freeway in the first place. Well, I guess at first it was a stagecoach road. It really has an old history here in San Antonio. It's It wasn't always built up out there. Another comment is build a highway from 410 to 1604, an upper level to bypass Leon Valley. The problem is Leon Valley's Chamber of Commerce will probably try to stop this because business owners complain. And on top of that, they don't want to lose money on people running red light cameras. But we're hearing, Ana Sandoval, people are losing patience. They want to see a solution now.
Oh, that's my favorite tee up, David. So basically, what is congestion? It's cars. It's us. The fastest way to get out of congestion is not to use your car, which is not a reasonable option for many people right now. But the truth is, we are just getting started on this. It is going to be a few years before we start turning the dirt and actually constructing whatever this solution is, whether it's along Bandera Road or the intersecting roads as well. Until then, we also have to think very strategically about what we can do to keep the pain from getting worse. Some of the things we're looking at is promoting more carpooling, but there is simply no fast way to get rid of the congestion unless we do something differently.
And Rudy, you want to add to that?
No, I think that the councilwoman's right. You know, it took generations to get to the point where we're at today, and it's going to take some time to create some solutions, to actually implement them and make sure that they work. And so it's going to take a little bit of time. We know that there is some urgency in the community, and I think that given the folks that are at the table, I think that we have all of the right folks at the table to try to come up with a solution that hopefully will get some good consensus in the community.
Yeah, we talk about the bikes all in this conversation. And there's a lot of biking that goes on not that far from this corridor, just further up in the Holotus area. And if there was some innovative integration with that, I mean, this could have a very vibrant biking avenue right there, part of the road, right?
Sure.
Is that something you all do?
I'll chime in first, and I'll look over to folks here. But I think that
it shouldn't just be just like
no.
A painted stripe in the road. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. and take your life into your own hands. but a real solution that would encourage people to get out and pedal around.
Sure, and I think that a lot of that input is something that we need. We need to hear from the bicycle community, from the pedestrian community, and from everyone else about what is going to be most important. What do they value most about mobility out in Bandera Road, so that we, as part of the City of San Antonio's corridor plan, can share that with TxDOT, and so they can look at that as a potential option in the future engineering of the road.
There is a Bandera Road Corridor Plan community meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at City Church on Bandera Road, if you can get through the traffic to get there. And number to call in to join the conversation, 210-614-8980. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies, talking about Bandera Road and planned improvements. The number to call in is 210-614-8980. Lou, thanks for calling in. You're on the air. Lou, go ahead.
Hi. My question is really because I actually do full-time work for Lyft and Uber, and how many times I've actually had to go around Bandera and avoid it because of that traffic situation. And I was curious if anything that is planned for the traffic shockwave, in other words, someone that just basically hits their brakes, you know, 8 hours ago, and now the rest of everybody else that's going around there near 6 or 7 p.m. is now suffering because of it. So, I mean, I understand that you guys have the overpass, and there's a lot of things that you're intaking, but is that one of the main concerns that you plan on getting rid of?
Lou, thank you for the call. Let's go to Jonathan Bean with TxDOT.
So,
can you help us understand shockwave a little bit more?
I think what the caller is referring to is just when there's a queue that just all of a sudden forms. Maybe it's due to some incident. Maybe it's because of congestion that's just now forming. It's becoming, you know, late in the day, and you're starting to get some of that commuter traffic picking up. And we do have sometimes, you know, our changeable message signs out on the road. You know, you typically see those more on the freeways to help alert drivers that that queue is forming and that there's congestion ahead. We can definitely look at, you know, options like that for the Bandera Road corridor, you know, to look at whether there's, you know, some more information that can be given to drivers as they're as they're approaching the back of a queue and things like that.
So Bandera Road, as it exists right now, do you think is functioning optimally? Is it, can it work better in the way it exists today?
In the way that it exists today, we have synchronized the signals about the best that we possibly can with the amount of traffic volume that is out there. As I mentioned before, it's pretty much freeway level traffic when you have, but you have 17 signalized intersections. So it's well beyond the capacity of the roadway and the ability for those signals to function, especially at peak hour.
Ana Sandoval, any thoughts?
Yeah, a lot of thoughts. We've been working on this for almost 2 years now, but during the break we were talking about other solutions that are going to be found off of Bandera Road, like connecting those perpendicular roads. And so TxDOT studies have shown that a significant portion of the traffic is actually just trying to get across Bandera from South Bandera, from south of Bandera to north of Bandera, probably going to the medical center, yet there's no direct connection to there. Now, that's something that the city of San Antonio could consider. How would we line up those two roads so that people can get directly over to the medical center without jamming up Bandera Road? So that's something that TxDOT wouldn't be able to do alone, but fortunately, there's studies and their analysis have identified this. So this is why it's so important that we're both at the table at the same time, because I think it's going to make the best use of our tax dollars if we do the projects that we're able to do and TxDOT does the projects that they're able to do. Together we get the best bang for our buck.
Susan has called in. Hi, Susan. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. My thought was this. If we could improve via service along Bandera Road, it seems as though that would drastically improve traffic, because right now via service almost stops at Mainland. From Mainland to 1604, there's almost no service. There's service coming down 1604 that stops at the 1604 and Bandera Shopping Center, but there's almost nothing in between right there. And if we could get service all the way out to Helotes, that would be amazing. And a lot of people wouldn't have the need to drive quite so much on Bandera.
Susan, thank you so much. Every person that gets on the Via bus is one less person, car on the road. Is that something that is being talked about? Rudy Nino?
Yeah, that actually is something that is being talked about. When the councilwoman put together the task force to start advising on this Bandera Road initiative, we needed to make sure that VIA was at the table. And part of the work that the planning department does when we talk about planning for future growth and development is, how are we going to get folks around, and how are we going to do it efficiently? How are we going to improve quality of life, and who do we need to get at the table and work with? And VIA is important. VIA is an important part of that process because, the caller said, you know, there are folks that are transit dependent. So what are we doing to improve their quality of life? And if we're improving their quality of life, other folks would hopefully reap some of the benefits as well with reduced congestion, hopefully.
And here's Eddie. Eddie, thanks for calling into The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is, I haven't lived near the Gilboa and Bandera Road very long, just a couple of years I moved here. But I've always noticed that when I come home from work at 5 to 6 p.m., sometimes the navigation tells me to go to all the way to Culebra and exit, and it seems like I always flow so much better on that road versus getting on Bandera. I was just wondering if anyone can explain why Culebra seems to flow so much better at those times than Bandera.
All right, Eddie, thank you for that. Culebra used to be tied up pretty bad. A lot of work has been put into Culebra, and now it's flowing a lot better. Rudy Nino, anything to say?
There could be a number of reasons. Like you said, there were some improvements that were made to Culebra Road, significant improvements that relieved congestion. And so I think that you have some congestion relief in Culebra Road. And so folks will naturally go from, you know, instead of using Bandera Road, they're going to use Culebra Road. We need to make sure that we're also now looking at Bandera Road, because we don't want folks to, you know, they shouldn't have to choose between which road they're going to use. They should both be just as efficient and move folks as effectively as possible. Jonathan, did you have anything?
We definitely are looking at this as a system. I mean, Bandera Road is just part of a system. Culebra is part of that system. But, you know, all of the roadway links within this this region work together as part of a system. And, you know, traffic's going to take the path of least resistance, obviously. And so as we make improvements to a particular roadway, you know, traffic's going to find their way onto that roadway. And we're actually, it's a good segue, I guess, into some, I wanted to mention that we are, as part of our study, doing some origin destination studies. And the purpose of those studies are to figure out where is traffic going, not only along Bandera Road, you know, are they starting at 410, how much of that traffic goes from 410 all the way to 1604 and then vice versa, but also looking at it from a more regional perspective, how much of that traffic is on 1604 and taking I-10 perhaps when they really would prefer to take Bandera Road. We call that latent demand. So as you make improvements to a roadway, we could see some of that traffic diverting and coming on to Bandera Road to much like what Rudy was kind of alluding to, some of that traffic's probably using Culebra that would have otherwise used a different road. But now that we've made improvements to Culebra, some of that traffic's jumping over there. But it's a system perspective. We want to make sure we capture that full picture when we do this study.
Let's get Bob on the air. Bob, thanks for calling in. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. Concerned about the bike lanes. I live out in the Rio Medina area, and there's bicycles out here all the time. And I'm all for sharing the road, but they need to share the road, too, because they're driving, riding three abreast. And if you ride three abreast, you're out in the middle of the street, and you're a hazard to the traffic. So the bicycles need to share the road also.
Okay, Bob, thanks for the call. So the bikes, they're very vulnerable when they're on the highway. Big F-150 trucks whizzing by. You got to wonder, you know, who's going to come on the short end of that exchange. Ana Sandoval, San Antonio is a growing city. How does that impact what we're looking at on Bandera Road? Are we going to build the Bandera Road to meet the needs of today or for tomorrow?
That's a great question. I mean, ideally, we'd be prepared for our growth. That's what I think is so exciting about being on this project at this point in time. There's never a better time than now to start planning for the future. And the city is just growing so rapidly. And not just the city, the outlying areas too, like just beyond Helotes. And they will be using this thoroughfare as well. So we want to be prepared. We don't want to spend all this money, all this hard-earned taxpayer money, and then 2 years later, we're at the same levels again. So we want to think about the future as well.
We're getting some callers want to react to the biking stuff, and we're going to be talking a whole lot about biking infrastructure and safety on Thursday on The Source, so be sure to tune in on that. And Bob, you can call back again and remind us of your comment, and we'll have that conversation again. So Jonathan Bean at TxDOT about growth, anticipated growth, how do you factor all that into what you're doing?
Well, we work very closely with the Metropolitan Planning Organization in this region, the Alamo Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, to be exact. And we utilize the modeling that they've done, as well as supplementing that with the origin destination studies, the mini traffic counts that we take out on the road. And then traffic engineers will project that traffic volume out 25 years into the future. So we, as Councilwoman mentioned, we aren't just planning for, 2 years down the road. We're planning for well into the future and take into account what traffic is doing, not only now, but in well into the future. And so our solutions would be to move traffic not, 5 years down the road, but 25 years and beyond.
Rudy Nino, what's all this congestion doing to our air quality?
That's something that we certainly wanted to consider. When we talked about the fact that we're going to be doing a corridor plan on Bandera Road, we wanted to make sure that we're looking at sustainability holistically, that we're not just considering stormwater impacts that are related to roadway work, but that we're also looking at what is going to be the impact long-term on air quality. So what we have put within our scope of work is that we want a third-party analysis of what improvements could be made in terms of air quality and how could we look at these different scenarios, these different development scenarios, and how would they impact air quality. And so it's part of our scope. It's part of the work that we're going to do. The citizens deserve that we provide that level of information, and so we will be doing this part of this project.
The Bandera Road Corridor Plan Community Meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. at City Church, which is at 9431 Bandera Road. Thanks to all of our guests, Anna Sandoval from District 7 City Council, Rudy Nino, City of San Antonio's Planning Department, and Jonathan Bean, Director of Transportation Planning and Development for Texas Department of Transportation. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.